Enjoyed it. Enjoyed it. It was a long time coming. Just you're getting hired in January, and then just had this date circled. So it was a special one, and I thought the guys responded. I thought coaching wise, we did a real good job with the organization part of it, and the players were great. Great effort. Flew around. Made some mistakes, but very natural for it being the first day. And as I like to say, we'll have a lot of coaching moments on the videotape.
When we were able to see Hoyer, he looked very agile, very assertive. Did he do everything when we left?
No, he's been cleared to do individual work, and then he's not been cleared to do teamwork. Just having issues with bodies flying around him. We didn't want to expose him that way, so he was able to do 7-on-7 work and all the individual stuff. I thought he looked good, and we call it. It's not a surprise because the phase two work, we've been able to do a lot of individual stuff with him too, and I thought he's done a great job with Joe Sheehan and getting on the rehab plan. As we said, he's ahead of schedule, and he I think he proved that today as well.
Mike, you really get the sense that Brian feels that this is his moment and this could be his team, and this is really his chance to establish himself as a starter in the state.
Knowing the kind of competitor he is, I don't want to put those thoughts, you know, attribute them to him, but I'd be surprised if it wasn't. I mean, I think if he was the third or the fourth or the fifth guy, I think he'd still prepare that way. I just think that's the way he's made up. So certainly now when he's out there taking reps, I know it killed him not to be able to, he begged me to be able to jump in there for the team stuff, and I had to play head coach for a minute and tell him no. So, but he's again, that's the way he is. That's the way he's made up, ultimate competitor. So I think that he firmly believes that it's his job. I don't know. That decision has been made for anything in the spring. Potentially, we're looking to the mandatory camp in June as a possibility for him to do 11-on-11, but I think that's going to be based on how he progresses. I don't think there'll be any limitations once he gets to training camp.
Mike, Ray Farmer yesterday said that Vince Young had been doing something that kind of caught your guys' attention recently. What was he doing and what impressed you enough to give him a shot?
I'm not sure what that refers to. I just know that there had been some talk and relationship with Dal Loggins, I think, was important. That Dal having worked with him at Tennessee. Vince is somebody that I've always had a lot of respect for, being on the other sideline at times. And then when he walks in the building, he's got a presence. I mean, you forget how tall he is, and then he walks past you in the hallway. So he's a guy that again we brought him and Tyler in for a tryout, and we'll they got some quality reps today, and we'll see how the rest of the week goes.
When you look at your total quarterback situation, you got Ryan off the ACL. You haven't gotten to the draft, and you had to bring these two guys this week. Is there any uneasiness being already close to May and not really having that position settled?
I don't think so, because I think that's information that we had back in January. We knew we were going to be in that situation, and then waiting to the draft, I think, makes it even more difficult. Those that extra time, being that much closer to the season and having that position potentially be unsettled. So it's something that we've had long discussions about, and it's where we are, and it's those are the circumstances. So it's something we've had to deal with here since day one.
With the trend in the league going towards starting rookie quarterbacks right away, if you take a quarterback at number 4, do you have to start him right away? If you take one at 26, could you wait?
Yeah, I've never felt that you have to. Just if you draft them high, you have to start them right away. I think that's you can make a mistake there. And I've been a part of both. I've been a part of Kyle Bowler, who was put in there right away. I was in Baltimore with Joe Flacco, and he was third coming out of training camp, and it was only because of injury that he had to play. Mark Sanchez played right away. EJ Manuel last year, the plan was for Kevin Cobb to start, and it ended up because of injury, EJ ended up as the starter. But when you look at the history of the league, whether it was Brady, whether it was Aaron Rodgers, Carson Palmer, even Russell Wilson sat for a little bit. Kaepernick was a package player his first year. I think it's extremely difficult to come in right out of essentially a rookie camp, some OTAs, a mandatory camp, and do a training camp, and all of a sudden be ready to be a starter in the NFL. I think that's a rare guy that can handle that, and he has to have a great supporting cast in order to do it. So it's something you hope to avoid, because I think you can set that player back and set your team back while we're in the win now business, and it's as history has shown, I think it's very difficult to do with a rookie quarterback.
On the other side of it, that would be tough to take a guy at four, knowing that you wouldn't want to force him in the lineup, thereby passing up guys who could have a more immediate impact.
Those are all that's been a big part of the discussion in the draft room. That's a position that we know that just as many others that we're going to need to address. And you talk about where you're going to do it and the impact that it's going to have on the rest of the team. And certainly it's in an ideal situation that you can get that quarterback later in the draft. And that way you're drafting a position player at four. But we're in the business of, I think, staying true to our sequence. That if our fourth best player or somebody rated above that is there at the fourth pick, that we'll feel comfortable turning the card in regardless of what the position is.
Mike, do you have any theories on what has gone wrong for Vince Young in the last few years?
I don't. I don't. Dallas, somebody I lean on heavily, and I know a lot of guys have made the most of getting repeat chances in this league, and we're hoping that's something that can happen for Vince. I know he's a quality person, and he's won some games in this league, and I was happy that we were able to give him the opportunity.
Do you plan on leaving here with one of these quarterbacks signed, or could they both continue on? What's the
plan? Yeah, we'll make that decision at the end of camp, but I would think that we would sign at least one coming out of this camp.
Mark, did you mention about where do you see Mitchell Schwartz right now? I think you may have mentioned earlier when you first maybe looking at him at guard. Are you satisfied just leaving him at tackle, or where is he right now?
Through this camp, he'll be a tackle, and then we'll assess where we are after this camp, and then post draft if we feel the need. I always like to cross train guys, always be in the business of having your best five out there. If a guard can learn to play center, if a left tackle can learn to play right, I think the more versatile you can be, especially with all your guys, but the guys that if you're only going to dress seven or dress eight, those players that aren't in there need to be able to play multiple spots. So Mitchell's a guy that we were happy with what he put on tape last year, and we'll potentially address it in the draft. But that's I don't really see tackle right now as a position of need.
Where are you looking at McQuiston at to start?
He's again the reason he's here, I think, is his versatility. I think center is the only spot that he hasn't played. But he's an experienced NFL lineman that's played both guard spots, both tackle spots. So I think that's his strength is his versatility.
Hey, Mike, on the same Chris Falk, I mean, the guy that had a knee injury. How is that knee, and where do you see him fitting? I assume at guard.
He had no limitations, so he's at guard to start. But evaluate that he's a guy that we were very much looking forward to this camp, kind of getting him out there and testing that knee and seeing what he can do.
When you look, I know you played against Josh Gordon last year and you watched all the game tape of him, but is it different when you get out here and you see him live wearing the same
jersey? Yeah, you're very glad that he's wearing the same jersey. He's a credit to Josh. He's been here. He's worked hard. He's really gotten after it in the meeting room and on the field as well. And he's got a lot to learn. It's a new system, but he's been very open to coaching, to hard coaching, and I think that will show up in the fall in his play.
Where's Desmond Bryant at in his rehab? He's the only guy we didn't see.
Yeah, he wasn't here, but that was a personal thing that he was excused for. I mean, this is a voluntary camp anyway, but it had nothing to do with him medically. It was a personal thing.
Travis Benjamin, where is he then in his rehab?
He's on schedule. But we're going to hold Travis till the start of training camp. So there's a chance that he could be ready to go for that last camp. But I think we're going to err on the side of caution there, and go ahead and let him give him the full summer to get back to full strength.